Foxy 107.1 and 104.3. The Triangle's R&B and classic. So TV One's Unsung Wednesday night is the season finale. And the one and only, the multi-talented R&B pop dance chart diva, I've got CeCe Peniston on the line. CeCe.
Yeah, good morning.
Yeah, we're going to keep it. Keep on walking. We got that love thing. And finally, boy, you hit the charts with all these hits. And, you know, you keep that energy going. And today, to this very day, these songs are still on the radio.
Man, thank you. That's such a blessing. You know, I still get to do what I love after 23 years, and I love it. And, you know, I'm always trying to look for little ways to make it better and you know, greater. So thank you for the compliment.
There's so much more to CeCe Peniston than just the dance music, the R&B, the pop. I understand that you got that jazz flavor, and then you sang a little gospel in between some of that, too?
Oh, definitely. See, I started out in the church when I was about 13 years old. You know, I joined the choir, and, you know, if you can't, you know, you definitely get a little bit of church and gospel and soul up in you when you sing in the church. And then when I was younger, it's like I really got attracted to singing like Billie Holiday songs. I love Billie Holiday. And I think that's where that little jazz thing, you know, comes from. Because, you know how she did her notes, like, in my solitude. You know, she had that little turn, and I got that from her, you know, listening to her music as a child.
If you're just tuning in, I'm talking with CeCe Peniston, R&B, pop, dance chart diva on TV One's Unsung. It's the season finale tonight at 8 o'clock. And speaking of as a child, you got like a North Carolina connection. You kind of lived in parts of North Carolina growing up, didn't you?
Not really. You know what? Actually, I have a lot of family, though, in that area, Georgia, Columbia, everything. So it's like I would be back and forth over that way all the time because of my family. And we were real close, you know, up there visiting my grandmother and stuff all the time. I used to hide away over there sometimes.
So let me ask you this. What were the high points of your career, and what were some of the low points of your career?
Ooh, some of the high points. Well, definitely when I first got signed, that was definitely a high point because I, as a child, you know, that was my dream. Like at 13, I was telling Mom, I'm going to be famous, you know. And so then by the time I got the contract, I was like, I'm ready to roll. Traveling the world was definitely a high point, meeting so many influential people, you know, doing shows for people like Aretha Franklin, the Pope, the President, you know, being the first person to go over to Africa after apartheid. You know, those were definitely the blessings. It's the things in between, like I would say, when it's not as lucrative as you once had it. Like, you know, at first, you know, there's all the energy, you're traveling the world, you're moving. And it wasn't that I wasn't doing it at all. It's just I wasn't doing it as much. And the other low point, like, finally was so big for me, is getting that those other songs that have that same kind of impact. Finally, it's working towards that type of goal. And then the stuff in between as far as, you know, personal life versus the art. So those are the things going on.
So what's next for you? I know you were working on some new material. You got some things coming out. What you got in the works right now?
Oh, a couple of things. I have a tour coming up in London after the first of the year. I've been talking to some TV shows about doing some reality stuff. So I can't talk about it yet, though, but I'm working on that. I'm working on a greeting card for myself, and you open it up and it sings Finally in the middle. So I'm working on that. I'm still traveling, doing shows. Just did Arkansas, just did NJ Pack out in New Jersey. And I'm just consistently working on me and self and in the studio doing music. And, you know, I also do voiceovers, which people don't know. And so I'd like to get into doing more on that, too.
So you did a radical makeover. You just complete transformation. What was that like for you when you did that? And what was the response that you got from when you did that?
It was really good. You know what? I think the thing that people appreciated most, I didn't try to hide it. I was like, look, you know, life happened. Just put on a couple of pounds. And, you know, for me, I just felt like, you know, I know how the business can be. And, you know, when you're on stage, people want to see you looking good. And I just kind of got lost in the moment. And so I said, well, I'm going to do a makeover and let the world know. Because, you know, I think people connect to you more when you just keep it real. Mm-hmm. So I had liposuction done on my body, and I did a story about it. But also what I did is I lost 30 pounds. I went I do CrossFit like 3 or 4 times a week. And I only worked on the outside, but I worked on the inside, too. You can't have the outside without the inside not being right, too.
Here's an idea for you. Since you've been you know, doing the dance music, have you ever thought about doing a fitness video since you say you got in shape using your music?
You know what? That's an amazing thought. You just put a thought in my head, though. Am I going to have to do a donkey booty like Rihanna? I'm going to have to come up with another name since they use that. But, hey, you never know. I think that's a great idea, actually. What would be better than the Finally Girl, you know, finally. Getting it exactly where it needs to be, and using your own music, right. And then, you know, and being the example. I think that's great.
So I get, what, 5%?
I'm going to give you managerial fee, I call it. Hey, I don't mind giving up a piece of the cheese. We can all eat. We can all eat, sis. Ain't no problem.
All right. So how can our listeners keep up with you?
I'm on all the social media. I'm on Twitter. I'm on Instagram. I have official Facebook fan page, and I have a regular fan page. So I'm on all the on the social media sites, and I'm running them. So you know, I'll hit you up. So you know, when you get a message, it is for me.
All right. Talking with CeCe Peniston tonight on TV1 Unsung. It's the season finale tonight at 8:00. You don't want to miss it. Let me just say, I pulled out some of my old 12 inches with, you know, and put them on the turntable. I still have a turntable and some 12 inches in the garage, so I'm like, yeah, I remember that.
Hey, amen. I still got some of the albums. I need to give you one. See, I still have some of them.
All right, much love, continued success to you, CeCe, and God bless you.
Thank you. You too.